This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, April 27, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First today, according to the Washington Post, a North Korean propaganda outlet Thursday released an inflammatory video clip showing a simulated attack on the White House and declaring that the enemy to be destroyed is in our sights. The video comes at a particularly tense time in relations between North Korea and the United States, with the Trump administration sending warships to the region in a show of force against Kim Jong-un's regime. Second today, according to Reuters, China will continue to conduct live fire drills and test new weapons to safeguard its national security, the country's defense ministry said on Thursday when asked about the deployment of the U.S. anti-missile defense system, THAAD, in South Korea. Defense Ministry spokesman Yang Yuan made the comment at a monthly news briefing in Beijing. Third today, according to the Associated Press, federal agents descended on the North Texas headquarters of televangelist Benny Hinn and took boxes out of the offices. The search began at 9 a.m. on Wednesday at Hinn's headquarters in the Dallas-Fort Worth suburb of Grapevine near Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. According to Hinn's website, he was in Paris. Lisa Slimak, a spokeswoman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Dallas, said she was unable to confirm or deny the existence of an investigation. A message sent to Benny Hinn Ministries went unanswered. Hinn was one of six television evangelists investigated by the Senate Finance Committee in 2007. 3 years later, the six were cleared of any wrongdoing. Fourth today, according to Christianity Today News, Russia's ongoing crackdown on religious minorities, foreign missionaries, and evangelists has earned it a spot among the worst countries in the world for religious freedom. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, which flags religious freedom violators for the State Department, listed the former Soviet state among six new Tier 1 countries of particular concern in its latest annual report, released on Wednesday. It is the first time in the Commission's almost 20-year history that Russia has made the list. A total of 16 countries currently hold the CPC designation, and another dozen are being reviewed as Tier 2. Fifth today, according to the Associated Press, Pope Francis is facing a religious and diplomatic balancing act as he heads to Egypt this weekend, hoping to comfort its Christian community after a spate of Islamic attacks while seeking to improve relations with Egypt's Muslim leaders. Security has been tightened, with shops ordered closed and police conducting door-to-door checks in the upscale Cairo neighborhood where Francis will stay Friday night. His only public mass is being held at a military-run stadium. Six today, according to the New York Times, Ann Coulter said Wednesday that she is canceling her planned speech at the University of California, Berkeley, because she had lost the backing of conservative groups that had initially sponsored her appearance. Coulter, in a message to the New York Times, said it is a sad day for free speech. Despite insisting that she would go to Berkeley regardless, even after the university said it could not accommodate her on the date and time it had initially scheduled her because of threats of violence, Coulter said she did not see how she could go forward. Finally today, according to the Chicago Tribune, two people were killed and five others were wounded over a single hour in Chicago on Monday, as the number of gunshot victims this year passed the 1,000 mark. The city reached the grim milestone 4 days later than last year, which saw the worst gun violence in two decades, according to data kept by the Tribune. As of Tuesday morning, at least 1,008 people had been shot in Chicago this year. Last year, the city passed the 1,000 mark on April 20th. There have been at least 182 homicides this year, just two fewer than this time last year, according to data by the Tribune. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. John 14:3 says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Calvin Coolidge said, "Nothing in the world can take the place of perseverance. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost legendary. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Perseverance and determination alone are omnipotent." God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.